This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ended all the way to Monday. And then, of course, there's Cyber Monday. Out there spending their money. I was watching news today, and it's like, yep, different outlets are predicting a higher spending weekend than what was last year. Of course, what was the week before? And I said, well, some of that may be accurate, but some of that may be because everything's more expensive. Everything is more expensive. It's just tough. It's just tough what the world has come to. And you know what's more expensive? The price for SEC championship tickets. Because, and Dom, and I haven't been looking, I don't know what the score of the Iron Bowl is, but it's looking like, at least it was predicted, that that game is going to be a Georgia-Alabama rematch. And if that game becomes a Georgia-Alabama rematch, prices for the SEC championship tickets will be extremely, extremely expensive. Okay, so the Iron Bowl is just underway. Auburn came in as a underdog at home, of course. Correction, the game starts at 7:30. It's 6:30 Central time. That's what I'm looking at, 7:30 Eastern. So that game will start as I am on air. And it says right here, let's look at the spread. Alabama is a touchdown road favorite, which means if Alabama wins, it will be a Georgia-Alabama rematch next week, next Saturday, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the SEC Championship. Which means the ticket will go into high demand, because this is the deal. When Texas A&M was predicted to be in the game, even though their fan base would come up because they haven't been in that game ever, Texas A&M just joined the SEC, so they've never been in an SEC championship game. I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong because Texas A&M as a school spends a lot of money, but I don't think they would have brought the fan base that Alabama does. Even though Alabama has been here so many times that some of their fans are like, I'm kind of over it. Remember, Tuscaloosa is just 2.5 hours. Depending on how you drive, as Mike Bell's driving, 90 minutes. You know what I'm saying? They come. They come quick. You know, Sam and Greg, I work with them all the time. They make a joke when Alabama fans come to town, they pay for the potholes to get fixed because they spend a lot of money. So if Alabama wins tonight, the ticket prices for that game will probably go up. The ticket prices for that game will be in higher demand, in my opinion. Now that Georgia is in it, and possibly before the night is over, Alabama will be in it. A rematch. Okay? You know, it's funny. This is the deal. Okay? Win or lose, all the articles I've read, all the predictors I've read, Georgia's in. Okay? Win or lose, SEC championship game, they are in the college football playoffs. Alabama, if they lose, it'll be their third loss, and there is a high probability with a loss in the SEC championship game, they are out. Now, if they lose to Auburn, they're definitely out. They're out, they're done, they're finished, okay? So they're going to be very motivated tonight to win the Iron Bowl. They win the Iron Bowl, they get to the SC Championship game. Most predictors say they lose the SC Championship game. Once again, they'll be out. So they have to win two now to get to the college football playoffs. Georgia's pretty much in. Now, one predictor says this. Alabama wins the SC Championship over the Dogs. The Dogs fall to maybe the 8th, 9th, 10th seed. There's a possibility they could be lined up to play Alabama a third time. Could you imagine Georgia-Alabama having to play three times this year, two of them within a month's time period, give or take? Could happen. Could happen. But first, we'll see. The Dogs took care of business. The Dogs won clean, old-fashioned hate. They didn't look very impressive doing it. They didn't. I was on air for a couple minutes last night, got a chance to watch the end of the game. 16-9 final. My man Gunnar Stockton, and I'm calling my man because I met him when he was like 15, so I know him. You know, I met him at a camp when he was 15 years old. Don't think I've talked to him since. I covered Raven County High School when he was there. So I'm going to call him my man. But he only passed like 100 yards, if that. He didn't look his best. He had had several games where he was completing 70% of his passes and throwing for 200-300 yards a game. Didn't do that against Georgia Tech. Run game showed up. Defense showed up. So they won the game. Texas, I called it yesterday, Dom. I called it. I called, rewind the tape. I said it. Yes, I did. I called Texas at home in Austin. Dom, you remember? I said Texas is at home in Austin. Burnt orange everywhere. I'm sure my man Matthew McConaughey was going crazy. I did not watch the game. But I called it. I said that the week before, South Carolina coughed up a big lead against Texas A&M, gave Texas the blueprint. I said that if they jumped out to a lead, I had confidence in Arch Manning that he could lead them to a victory. Not come from behind. I didn't think they could come from behind. They didn't have to. They got out to a lead, and they held on. I called it. I'm patting myself on the back for that one, okay? And they did Georgia a favor. Or did they not? Because that has been a – if you go on social media, if you go on blogs, Instagram, websites, YouTubes, everybody's got a different opinion, okay? Was it a favor or not? Does Georgia really want to be in this game or do they not? Because – let's be real. Georgia almost has nothing to gain and everything to lose. Okay? There was no doubt they were in the college football playoffs. None. Zero. Every so-called predictor, they were already in with that victory yesterday. They did not have to play in the SC Championship game. They're going to be in, win or lose. It'll only be their second loss if they lose. They'll still be in if they lose. Now, this is the problem, though. Without playing in that game, with Texas A&M losing, if Texas A&M would have won, Georgia's still probably a top four seed. There's a possibility they could have got jumped, not real high. If they lose the SEC championship game, they probably will not be a top four seed. So, did Texas really do Georgia a favor? Yes or no? We don't know. We will see next week. Next Saturday, now for the Dogs, getting a little revenge, beating Alabama, if that's who it is, would feel real good. But Kirby says he don't care. Kirby says he don't play scared. I ain't scared. That's what he said yesterday. We're going to play. We're going to practice. We're going to try to win. Remember this. They are the defending SEC champs, okay? Not Alabama. Not pick a school. Georgia. Georgia's defending SEC champs. And now they get their chance to defend it at the Benz next Saturday. Is it good or is it bad? We don't know, but we sure will be watching. I know I will. I know I will. All right, we'll take a little timeout. Why? Because this is timeout with Eric Slaughter. Come back. Let's run down some of these rivalry week scores. The game, Ohio State-Michigan. Went the way most people figured it. We'll see how some of these other Rivalry Week games have gone and or are going, because there are still several underway. We'll talk about that next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards, in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Okay, so Vanderbilt gives his coach a big raise. New 6-year deal for head coach Clark Lee. He gets a big pay raise, and how does he pay them back? He goes out and beats Tennessee. That's how he pays them back. For the first time in school history, the Vanderbilt Commodores football team has won 10 games. Let me remind you this. Vanderbilt plays in the SEC. Some people may have forgotten that. They're kind of like the forgotten stepchild. They did this 10-2 in an SEC conference. Not only is Clark Lee, or Leah, however you say his name, probably going to win SEC Coach of the Year unanimously, any person that does not vote for Clark Lee as SEC Championship Coach of the Year should have his vote rescinded. The only issue for Vanderbilt, and I tell you what, if they don't get in, they need to stand on somebody's mountaintop and scream their butts off. Does Vanderbilt deserve an at-large bid to the college football playoffs? Okay? Any other 10-2 SEC team, Texas, Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, LSU. If LSU was 10-2, there wouldn't even be a debate that they were going to the college football playoffs. Okay? Not even a debate. If Florida, Dom, please cut my mic off if I'm telling a lie. If Florida was 10-2, there would not be a debate they would be going to the college football playoffs. Okay?
Not at all. I was going to say, and also, when you look at their schedule,
they played a tough schedule.
Their only losses are to Texas and Alabama. You have four ranked wins on their schedule.
Their resume is legit.
They spanked South Carolina when they were ranked 11th earlier on in the year, 31-7. You beat LSU when they were 10th in the nation, 31-24. You beat Missouri when they were 15 at 17-10.
And that's three top 20 wins.
And then with Tennessee, this makes four.
Four top 20 wins when they were ranked in the top 20. Their resume can compare to any team in college football. They deserve every bit of a at-large bid. Do they deserve more than Miami? Because Miami's screaming at the mountaintops that we should be in. Okay? Miami looked real good today in their victory over Pitt. Okay? But Miami is not going to the ACC championship game. I mean, they could if, like, every other team loses tonight. Okay? But more than likely, they're not going. They're going to sit there and they're going to wait to see what happens. If I am a college football committee, playoff committee member, I think currently Miami was 12, Vanderbilt was 14. Okay? Miami just beat Pitt, which was ranked, were they ranked 20-something, something like that?
22.
22. Vanderbilt just beat Tennessee, 19th, ranked 19th, in their building, in Neyland Stadium. Which is a more impressive victory to you? For beating a top 20 ranked SEC team in their stadium, or beating a top 25 ACC team? I believe Pitt was at home as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it even compares.
I mean, Georgia State showed you a couple years ago it ain't too hard to go into Neyland and get a win.
Good one. Good one. Yeah, you're right. They did, huh? Okay. But you're not helping Vanderbilt's resume when you say
no,
that.
No, I do agree, though. I think if you're comparing resumes, Vanderbilt's is vastly superior to Miami's. I mean, in all honesty, the only impressive win that Miami has is the win against Notre Dame at the beginning of the year. And I think you could say that if they played it again today,
absolutely,
maybe things would go differently.
Absolutely. It was the first game of the year. Okay. The first game of the year. Notre Dame was breaking in a rookie quarterback. Miami was bringing in a 4-year transfer from the University of Georgia. Miami was at home. Yeah. Not surprised that Miami won that game. Not at all. In week two, Notre Dame lost by a single point to Texas A&M. Until yesterday, Texas A&M was what? One of the only undefeated teams in the country. So Notre Dame, everyone says, is pretty much in, okay? Especially when they put down, what, they put up 70 points last week, something crazy like that. And then haven't seen what they've done yet this week, but Notre Dame should be in. It's going to come down to some of these really close teams, and, oh, man. If you are Vanderbilt or Miami or one of these teams that gets left out, and you have to call the coach from Tulane or South Florida or whichever one of these power of five school gets that one at-large bid, you're really going to sit there and say, congratulations, the rules are the rules, you're in, I'm out, your school gets this big payday that we don't, and I'll go to the Poinsettia Bowl and be happy. This system is a little bit flawed. We'll see, though. That's the system. I mean, do we want to go back to where we were 8-9 years ago? How long was it that we had the BCS, okay? The computer rankings and all that stuff. Is that what we want to go back to? Now, this is the deal. I'm a college football fan, but I don't live, breathe, and eat it like a lot of people I know, okay? I'm an NFL guy. We all know this. Me and Dom are going to talk some NFL later. I heard Dom talking it with Caleb Johnson. We're going to talk it again, too, okay? I'm an NFL guy. I was born in Northeast. NFL's a little bit bigger sport there. I've come to love college football. I watch it every week. I watch a lot more of the smaller schools. Shouts out to the FCS playoffs that started this week. I mean, how about the fact that two Ivy League schools won playoff games this week, okay? Harvard won their playoff game, and I believe it was Yale won by 1 point, you know? So I pay attention to all levels of college football. But I do know this. We are a lot happier now that we have a playoff system, even if it's a little flawed, than when we did not have it. It's a lot better to have 12 teams have a chance to be national champions than the 1-2 team that was ranked by the computer system. Okay? Let's be honest. The few times, the last couple years, the teams that won a national championship did not win their conference titles. Okay? Everyone, you've heard everyone say it 1,000 times this week. Ohio State did not win the Big Ten championship last year. They went into the playoffs, got on absolute fire. Jeremiah Smith became the number one wide receiver in the country. What was the outside linebacker name? I can't remember his name. The kid that ran every fumble back for a touchdown. And next thing you know, Ohio State, who had lost to Michigan a month earlier, wins the national championship. If they didn't win the Big Ten 4 years ago, they would have had no chance at it. Now they do, okay? Whoever loses the SEC championship next week might still have a chance. Like I said, if it's Alabama and they lose, they'll probably be out, okay? Think about that. Vanderbilt, who I think Dom said lost Alabama this year, but if Alabama loses an SEC championship game, assuming they win tonight, most people will assume that they will take care of business tonight in the Iron Bowl. If they lose an SEC championship game and by some miracle they still get in as the 11th seed because they can't beat the 12th seed, the 12th seed is going to go to that Power 5, Vanderbilt's going to say, hey, look, I know they beat us head-to-head, but they have a worse record than we do. Okay, there's going to be a few teams. Texas. And yes, Steve Sarkisian went on his soapbox and made all the, you know, reasonings and pleading that he could that we should be in, we should be in. Nope. Nope, you lost three games, okay? You did not look good in a lot of those games. You're not going, buddy. Sorry. You're not going.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was talking about that with Caleb in regards to Texas. It's nice that you salvaged some of this at the end of the year and getting a very impressive win over Texas A&M, but
you're not going.
Your cardinal sin is you lost to Florida, and you lost to Florida in a year where can't do that. Nope. Florida was bad. Florida's a bad football team.
Florida's looking for a coach. Looking for a quarterback. Most of their players will be in the portal in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're not going, buddy.
Like if
you're not going.
And that's the thing. If you beat Florida, your only losses are Ohio State and Georgia.
Not a bad resume.
It's not a bad resume. And again, I made this point with Caleb. Ohio State, you played them tougher than anyone else has this year. You gave Ohio State their toughest fight.
And that was
all
week
season.
One or week two?
That was week one.
Week one.
In
okay.
A game that
so
you
there
lost
you go.
14-7. Now there you got go. Spanked by Georgia, but whatever. Right? You could at least go your case is a lot easier.
Especially
to
if
make.
Georgia wins the SEC championship.
Exactly.
You'll say, hey, my two losses are to probably number one and number two. Because I want to say this. This is the deal. If Georgia wins the SEC championship, actually there's really no delay in this. Ohio State has to play Indiana, okay? Indiana beat the crap out of Purdue. I thought it was a basketball game when I looked at the score. I'm like, oh, my God. First off, it would probably have been a lot better basketball game than it was a football game. Indiana spanked the you-know-what out of Purdue yesterday. They got to play Ohio State. So one of them has to lose. So that means number one or number two goes down. If Georgia wins the SEC championship, guess what? They're going to be the number two seed. I believe they were number two seed last year, were they not?
Yep.
So if you are Texas at that point, and you took care of your business against Florida. Great point, Dom. You're on the money. You could go right to them and say, hey, my only two losses are against number one Ohio State, number two Georgia. We're in.
Yep.
Plus, your record will be 10-2.
Yep.
I started this segment by saying, rewind the tape, Dom, any 10-2 SEC team that wasn't named Vanderbilt, we wouldn't even debating. We wouldn't even debate their qualifications for the CFP. Okay? So why? And this is the deal. Vanderbilt's getting probably shorted because they started the year unranked. If Vanderbilt would have started in the top 25, there's no doubt they'd be in the top 10 right now because they would have got up a lot higher before they lost that one game. Okay? So they are getting a little shorted because they were out of the top 25 at the beginning of the year. They had to work their way in, and they're up to number 14. Any other 10-2 team, and that, Dom, you are, boy, you're Johnny on the spot with that. Any other 10-2 team in the SEC wouldn't even be debated. LSU, Florida, Texas, A&M, Any of them.
Yeah, I'm also looking at their schedule. They played Alabama, LSU, Missouri, and Texas in back-to-back weeks.
Consecutive weeks. Gauntlet of a schedule. Gauntlet of
a
schedule.
And you split those games. Yeah. You went 2-2 there in that four-game stretch.
Like you said, Clark, Lee, Leah, I don't know how you say his name. Is it Leah, Leah? Unanimous SEC Coach of the Year. Okay? Your really only question now is your quarterback. Is Dago Pavia the Heisman Trophy winner? Did he win it today? Did he win it with the last 2 weeks? He's going to New York, okay? He's got to go to New York. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. He's going to New York. He can have Arch Manning's seat because Arch Manning was supposed to be there. He ain't going, okay? So Dago Pavia, did Dago Pavia win the Heisman Trophy this week? I would say he would get my vote for SEC Player of the Year. I don't think there's really no doubt that Dago Pavia is SEC Player of the Year. Marcel Reed lost it yesterday, for sure. Marcel Reed had the odds-on favorite. He lost it yesterday, okay?
He looked
horrible.
He just looked bad. He was staring guys down. Some of those interceptions, I remember, they spent the last one, I think, on the last drive when they kind of were still in it. He threw one interception where I was just like, I mean,
is he betting on this game? Can we check his text messages?
You just can't throw that ball. Yeah.
So Marcel Reed, you lost it yesterday. Did Dago Pavia win SEC Player of the Year today? Did he win? He won his seat at Heisman. He won his trip to New York. I'm going to give him that already. Matter of fact, I'll chip in for his plane ticket. I don't need to. He's going to be fine. That boy made like $5 million in NIL this year,
NIL money.
Yeah, he made like buku money in NIL. So he's going to New York. The question is he a real contender to win it? According to ESPN, he's a top four betting favorite to win it. That means he's going. I don't even know who are the other guys, okay? So, Clark Lee, SEC Coach of the Year, Dago Pavia, SEC Player of the Year. Is Vanderbilt in the playoffs? Is he the Heisman Trophy winner? We'll find out. All right, let's take a little time out, come back. We didn't even look at some of the other scores, but we'll hit some other headlines. And then in 8 o'clock hour, a young man's going to join me, one of my favorite sports journalism students. He's in town for the holidays. I invited him up to talk some sports with me. He's a big Braves fan. He's a big Hawks fan. He's grew up in Atlanta, and he's just a sharp young man. So I'm going to give him a chance to join me here on Time Out. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. And if you haven't done it yet, well, make sure you download the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Okay, so it's 7:41 on a Saturday night here in Atlanta. And I'm all over the internet. I'm all over message boards. The Lane Kiffin decision has not been decided or announced. What's the delay, Lane? Okay. All right. So it says here that Florida has moved on. Okay. Florida says, you ain't just going to sit here and tease us. You know, you don't want us? Fine. We'll go somewhere else. Okay. So that means you have one decision to make. Go to LSU or stay at Ole Miss. Okay. What's the delay, Lane? What's the problem here? Is it money? I know LSU got plenty of money. LSU got plenty. So do you have LSU on one line and Ole Miss on the other? Like, look, how much of a raise are you going to give me? Okay. They offer me the world over here in Baton Rouge. Okay. I'm going to give you 20 minutes to decide if you can match it. Call me back. Is that how this is going? You know, what's the delay here, Lane? What's the delay?
Everything that I remember reading up to this whole point about this whole 4 p.m. meeting or whatever, everything that I read and what it sounded like was that him to LSU was essentially a done deal. So the fact that the meeting happened and we're not getting any news, the longer it goes, the more it feels like he might be staying.
What else could it be? Something happened. Something was said. That's giving him butterflies. That's giving him cold feet. He is going to leave LSU at the altar. Do you, Lane Kiffin, take LSU to be your lawfully wedded school? No. Hold on. You were supposed to say I do. I don't, maybe. So we'll see what happens.
Like, realistically, if you're Lane, unless you just really want to prove it, what reason do you have to leave Ole Miss? Especially with everything going on right now, and because your name is going to, like, you're going to get a raise. You're, like, Ole Miss, at the very least, is going to offer you something just to entice you to stay. But, like, if you're Lane Kiffin, realistically, it's a much better job to stay at Ole Miss where expectations are, hey, Lane, come out here, put out a good product. If you win 8 or 9 games every year, that's cool. That's great. We make the college football playoffs. Awesome. We have a year where we compete for the SEC Conference Championship game. Fantastic. We love it. Whereas if you go to LSU,
and why are we not?
Yeah, you
SEC
only win
champs.
Yeah, if you go to LSU and you win 8 or 9 games every year, it's, yeah, that's cute, but where's the titles? Where's the championships?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's two sides to that coin, my friend Dom. If he stays at Ole Miss and he wins 9 or 10 a year, eventually he will get labeled can't win the big one. He will be the next what's John Franklin? What's the guy from Penn State?
James Franklin.
James Franklin.
Like,
thank
you. But, like, here's the thing, though. Okay, I can't win the big one, but I'm still one of the 5 highest paid coaches in college football, and I have job stability unlike anyone else.
So what you're saying is Lane Kiffin doesn't have an ego. I don't think that's the case.
That's the issue.
That's
the
issue.
He has an immense amount of ego.
Okay, so he has an ego. And if he stays at Ole Miss and he beats Mississippi State every year and he goes 10-2 every year, but he loses to Alabama and or Georgia every year, they'll be happy. But he'll say, man, I can't beat my old coworker in Kirby Smart, and I can't beat my daddy or my daddy's team in Alabama. So I need a change. Going to LSU, and I don't know what LSU's NIL packages are, and unfortunately, that's something he needs to think about. I would assume LSU, as far as their financial situation is possibly in a little better shape than Ole Miss is, but I don't know for sure. I would say that arguably the recruiting talent in the state of Louisiana is better than the recruiting talent in Mississippi, but he's going to other places to get his talent anyway. So in my opinion, and I don't know what his decision maker was, I can't wait to hear it, I don't know why he didn't take the Florida job. In my opinion, Florida has a better recruiting base. I'm sure Florida has plenty of money as far as to pay him and for NIL. And I think Florida would give him a bigger leash as far as, hey, we're happy at 10-2. We're happy at 10-2. LSU has that we want championships demand. I don't think the pressure at Florida to win national championships is actually that high, okay? It's probably more, hey, beat Georgia every year and get the SEC championship game, you're pretty good, okay? I mean, I know Steve Spurrier turned them into a sexy team. He won a national championship. I know Urban Meyer came down there and won a couple. But I don't think Florida really says to their coaches, hey, if you don't win a national championship the next 4 years, we're going to fire you. I don't think they do. So it's going to be – I'm really interested to see, as the Lane world turns, where it ends up. Because here it is at 7:47 on Saturday night. I did not think – we'd still be waiting for a decision. Not in the least that I think we'd still be waiting for this decision.
Yeah, not at all. Especially, just like I said, with everything that was pointing to it, for it really felt like after that 4 o'clock meeting, by 5, we probably would know a definitive answer. So,
Yeah. I mean, who's typing the press release? Somebody proofread it. AD sign off on it. President sign off on it. Send it out. That should be all it is. You're right. I mean, the SID at LSU, whatever his name is, sports information director, you type it up, AD signature, president signature, release it. But we do not have that yet. So we'll keep an eye on the Lane watch. We'll keep eye. It can't go to tomorrow, right? It can't. It's got to be, right? It can't go to tomorrow, can it? Sunday is for the NFL. College, we don't talk college football on Sundays. We'll get the rankings, which we don't really care about those rankings anymore because the real rankings come out on Tuesdays now. So we don't talk college football on Sundays. We talk NFL. So we have to get that decision today, right? Okay? Are they waiting for these last games to go final? Are they trying to see whether they can be the top story? I don't know. We'll see. I agree with Dom. There's something going on if they are delaying this decision. All right, so the Iron Bowl is officially underway. They kicked off another couple games still playing. Virginia and Virginia Tech is underway. That's on my one TV. Dom, what's going on? Did all our TVs get into a meeting and decide that they all wanted to take the holidays off or something?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
I mean, I don't want to put all our business in the street, but we have a lot of TVs here in these studios, the bullpen, the producer's room, and it seems like a few of them are going on the fritz.
Yeah, they're on their last legs. We need.
But did you know that I'm having issues over here too? Have you been over here on the side?
No. I haven't been in you guys' room at all.
Well,
today,
it ain't much better.
The one in here and the one outside in the bullpen.
Yeah, no. It's not much better over here. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know what's going on. So I don't know who got the corporate credit card. You know, they said these Black Friday deals are going on for a few more days. So Let's take care of this now.
Yeah, so, I mean, say this is the time to get some TVs if we need them.
Yeah, I mean we can find some good deals. We can find. I help
Cyber
you find
Monday
them.
Is a thing too.
Yeah,
I'll help you find them.
I'll help you find them, man. I tell you, because I got spoiled, baby, to come in here and watch football, basketball, baseball, anything I wanted on like four different TVs.
Four TV setup.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a little toughy right now. I wish I could watch WWE Survivor Series War Games. That's going on right now in California. I mean, that's going to be a heck of a pay-per-view. I will catch it, maybe the replay when I get home tonight, because I got a show to do for 2.5 more hours. But WWE Survivor Series War Games. Two rings, one big cage match. I know two people that's watching. Damian Day-Day Lewis and my man Bo Johnson. Okay, I know Bo Johnson is watching War Games on one TV with his hand on his phone waiting for his LSU announcement, because Bo Johnson is the resident LSU fan here at Sports Radio 929 The Game. So, Bo, Text me when it happens, man, or when it doesn't. Do you have any inside information, Bo Johnson? Do I need to text him and see what's going on? And then give me an update what's going on in Survivor Series. Him and Day-Day. I know both of them are definitely paying attention to that. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter here on this Saturday night. Got you to 10 o'clock, 404-726-0929. Congrats to our Atlanta Hawks. Big win last night at home over in the Cleveland Cavaliers. Secured their position into the next round of the Emirates NBA Cup. You got to say the Emirates NBA Cup, and they will play some games in the next 2 weeks to advance to that. The finals will be in Vegas, and congrats to the Hawks. They played a good game last night, came from behind to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Still no Trae Young. So another victory without Trae Young, and I do not want to hear another person call this station or go on internet or X or anywhere and say this team's better without Trae, because it's not true. It's not true. We play a different style of basketball without Trae. Yes, we do. I mean, I don't care who you are. You take one of the best assist men in the NBA off the floor, you're going to have to change your game a little bit, okay? You take one of the purest scorers in the NBA off the floor, you're going to have to change your game a little bit as a team. But I am not going to sit here and buy the coffee or the Kool-Aid or whatever drink you're selling if you're trying to tell me this team's better without Trae Young. Okay? Trae will be back. He's practicing, so he'll be back on the floor very, very soon. Hopefully, when he gets back, all that happens is the Hawks keep winning basketball games. 12-8 now. I think they fell to like fifth in the Eastern Conference. They were all the way up like second or third at one point. Okay? But we're still playing very well. As long as, and I'm going to say it again, as long as the Hawks remain above the play-in line all year long, I'm good with it. Okay? We're currently sitting at fifth at 12-8. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. We need to be closer to four, but we're sitting at five. I want to get in those top four, okay? The latest update says Trae Young to be reevaluated in 2 more weeks, okay? So pretty much what it sounds to me is that Trae Young will be back right around Christmas, okay? So the NBA Cup, not sure how long it goes, but it's going to happen soon. I know there's a game coming up in a week or two. He may make it back if they make it to Vegas, don't know, but he's going to be evaluated in about 2 weeks. As long as these other guys keep building their confidence, keep playing well, when Trae comes back, and will he be on a minutes restriction as he comes back? We'll find out. It should do nothing but enhance the quality of play of this team, okay? It has been a while since this team has been in contention for a top four seed. It looks like the Pistons, who we are going to see again in a couple days, are starting to come back a little bit. The Pistons were the hottest team in basketball for a month. Didn't lose a game for a month or more. Now they've lost two in a row or two out of three. We'll see them again. They're starting to come back. The Sixers, who are playing better basketball, they're getting healthy. We have them tomorrow. You'll hear that game on our sister station, V103, as the Falcons will be here on 92.9 The Game. Then we have our Falcons postgame shows and the Falcons flyover that I'll be here producing for Chris Thomas. So the Falcons play tomorrow on 92.9 The Game. Hawks over on V103. Let's get a win in Philly in the sister of brotherly love. The Eagles lost. Let's go in there and beat the 76ers. I like what I'm seeing out of these Hawks. Me and Maddox are going to talk a little Hawks when he comes up, because coming up at 8 o'clock, young man, a very impressive young man, is going to join me to talk some sports here with me on 92.9 The Game. This is timeout. Time to take a timeout as well. On this Saturday night, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.